Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word, and I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. I hope you were listening in the last half hour with Pastor John Lutz. I had to come in and rebuke him. It's a first, I think. I had to actually come into the studio there toward the end of his program, and he was not playing nice in the sandbox, and he was objecting to having to wear the color-coded wristbands that are made available to churches now. So with that...
Oh man!
With that in mind, I've asked Pastor Lutz to stick with us here on the program,
and I'm in time Lutz, out.
Yeah, he's in time out. I've got him sitting over in the corner right now. So, but we'll talk about that. If you didn't hear about what he was saying, we'll review that and touch on that. And there's things happening in the world around us. There's things happening in our state. And if you're not praying for your state, if you're not praying for your country, if you are not praying for your church, and your pastor, you are doing a grave disservice to your country and your church. All right, let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer here this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity that we have to come together today. Bless the program today. Use it for your glory. We just ask that we could be a blessing to somebody, that we can point people that are searching to Christ, that we can encourage believers in their walk with you. Use us for your glory today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, let me remind you, too, I'm pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and you can also follow us on Parler, and I've been emphasizing Parler lately. It's really growing. It seems like a lot of conservatives, a lot of Christians are moving over to Parler as an alternative to Facebook, but you can go there to parler.com. Just search for Pastor Al Davis and put that in the search thing there, and that should bring you right to us. And of course, we still are on Facebook as well at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. You can find us there. I'm putting in links into my webpage at livewithpastoral.com to take you to all those things, as well, of course, as going to our page for our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. We'll have more information on that at the end of the program, but let me invite you to visit us. We have a Friday night Bible study tonight starting at 7 o'clock, runs 7 to 9. It's an informal Bible study where you bring the questions, and we look into the Bible, God's Word, together, and we try to find the answers out of God's Word. Then, of course, our regular services every Sunday. We are meeting at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, right where Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike meet right there. And you can find us there. And we will have that information at the end of the program. But now we want to get back to some things that I had to have Brother Lutz stay over for here so we can hash some of this stuff out. So
that's right.
But Brother Lutz, good to have you with me today.
Well, thanks for letting me stay. I appreciate you jumping in. And
I appreciate you calling me in. And we joke about it, but there's serious stuff happening today. And just for those that might not have heard your program in the last half hour, what are we talking about? We were joking about these wristbands.
Well, I was ranting and raving, basically.
That's why I had to step in.
Well, you know, there's just a sense we're being lectured, we're being talked down to, and these color coding systems are so juvenile.
Mm-hmm.
I remember years ago there was a young man going to our church, and his son was in public school And they were in, I mean, young grades. I mean, I forget if it was kindergarten, first grade, so whatever. But they have a color code system. So, you know, if they get a yellow card, you know, be careful. Here's the watch. If you get a green card, you're good. You get to go outside for recess. If you get a red card, well, no, you lose your recess time and you got to stay in here and do this. And it's now we're watching our governor. First of all, he puts every county yellow, so it assumes everybody's on guard, right?
Right.
So everybody's got something wrong, which isn't true. And then you do that. Well, then I got an email today from, I don't even know who it's from, but it says, the title of it says, show everyone you care about their social distancing preference with these wristbands. And and it gives this idea where you have a green, a yellow, or a red wristband. So you would give one, you know, you'd ask him, well, what's your social distancing preference? You know, because, you know, the world's in the church, so they get to choose the church anyway, right? So the green means you're excited for high fives and fist bumps. So if you see somebody there, you can high five them and fist bump them. If somebody's wearing a yellow wristband, it means they're happy to chat but prefer not to touch. And then the red ones are so glad to see you from a safe distance. And so the idea there is where's the adults in the room? Where are the ones like, this is just to me so juvenile. And this is just, it's not America. This isn't the America I want to be a part of. This isn't the state of Ohio I want to be a part of. This isn't what we voted for. This isn't what we, this is crazy. But, you know, judgment starts at the house of God. So when you see things like this going on, where did all this start? You know, it started with the corruption of God's word.
Right.
That's how we've gotten to Portland, Oregon, the way it is. That's how we've gotten to, you know, it's amazing to me how many people who are dyed in the wool liberals who started out, yeah, mom and dad took me to church when I was a kid. We used to go all the time. Yeah, it shows you that liberalism today is the opposite of what God's word teaches. And how many churches that we know of embrace liberalism all over? And just hook, line, and sinker think, well, they're like these Hollywood people and these, you know, guys jumping on the bandwagon for Black Lives Matters.
Right.
Okay. So why wasn't LeBron James speaking out about this before? Why weren't the baseball players, you know? But all of a sudden, boom! Oh, it's politically correct for them to do it now. It's advantageous for their brand, and now they can go and they can do it. They're a bunch of hypocrites, is what they are.
Oh, absolutely! I mean, you mentioned about why wasn't LeBron James and these others speaking out for some of these things before? Remember the controversy about a year or so ago when they were actively ignoring the movement in Hong Kong while the NBA was playing in China.
Yeah.
At the request of the communist Chinese government, they're playing in China, and people tried to get them to advocate on behalf of the freedom seekers in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And they had no time for them. There was no advantage to them.
That's it.
And that's it. No advantage to them. And when we're looking at these things that are happening, one of the things that we talked about when you had me on during your program here in the last half hour is the division that's being caused. And as a pastor and you as a pastor, we're seeing this. We're seeing families that are divided.
Yeah.
We're seeing people who are friends who are being divided. We're seeing people who are coworkers being divided. We are seeing communities divided.
Yep.
And worst of all, and I think this is the devil's design, we're seeing churches divided.
Yeah.
Church members against pastors, pastors against church members against church members, pastors against pastors.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have heard some stories about pastors that, depending on which side you're on, they will almost ostracize you. Not over scriptural issues, and the Bible does talk about being separate over scriptural issues, but we've got pastors out there, we've got Christians out there that profess to believe the Word of God, and they're yoking up with Black Lives Matter, which is an ungodly atheistic, Marxist, communist, anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-Christ, anti-family,
yeah,
because they don't believe in the nuclear family. They believe that the village should raise the child and not the parents. They're anti-traditional marriage. They stand for all the LGBTQ alphabet soup groups. And I'm sorry for being so vague on my opinion of Black Lives Matters. Now, Black Lives do matter.
Amen.
All lives matter.
That's
but they've
right.
got people convinced that if you say all lives matter, you don't believe Black Lives Matter. Now, this is straight out of Orwell's 1984,
yeah.
War is peace and freedom is slavery,
yeah.
Where they altered the words. You don't even know what to think anymore, and that's by design. And the truth of the matter is, when Jesus Christ went to the cross and he shed his blood to pay for our sins, all lives matter. And so these people would literally be telling Jesus that he's a racist because he died for all, because all lives matter. I maintain if you cannot say all lives matter, you really don't believe Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Because if you believe all lives matter, then yes, you believe Black Lives Matter. And have blacks in this country experienced over the years, over the length of time of our country, difficulties? Sure they have. And have they had some unique difficulties? Sure they have. But I liked Representative Louie Gohmert in the House of Representatives. I don't know if you saw this, but he really went at the Democrat Party, and he said, if Black Lives Matter, basically,
yeah.
and we're going to get rid of all vestiges of racism, all vestiges of slavery, and all this in our country, we need to start by getting rid of the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
The Democrat Party is the party of racists. Democrat presidents were slave owners and defended
That's
slavery.
Right.
When the Civil War broke out, it was the Democrat leaders in the South that led the secession, and no relation to me, but the president of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, was a Democrat.
Yeah.
And all of these Democrat or all these Speaker of the House portraits that Nancy Pelosi removed from public view because of their slavery connections and their racist connections were Democrats. And the Democrat Party is the party that opposed the emancipation of the slaves. The Democrat Party is the party that promoted slavery. Republicans were formed because the old Whig Party wasn't doing enough to get rid of slavery. The Republican Party was the party of freedom and liberty. And when we look at this down through as the time since the Civil War, it was the Democrat Party that was the party of the KKK.
Yeah.
Remember the soul of the Senate, Robert KKK Byrd?
Yeah, Robert
from
Byrd,
West Virginia.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
man was a grand wizard or something like that. Grand Dragon. So he used the KKK to get political office.
Yeah.
And he celebrated Hillary Clinton, who thought she should deserve to be president. That was one of her mentors. And Joe Biden, who wants to be president, I think, depends on what day it is when you talk to him.
He's not really sure what he wants right now.
Well, all he knows is that...
he needs a color coding system.
Yeah, he needs a color coding
system. He needs the color coding system.
As to how competent he is on a different time. But he opposed the integration of schools and everything and referred to integrating schools, and I'm paraphrasing, obviously, that it would turn them into a jungle.
Yeah.
And he's got a history of racist comments. The Jim Crow laws that kept blacks subservient and second-class citizens and made them sit at the back of the bus and all those things, those were all Democrat initiatives, not Republicans.
Yeah.
And yet today the Republicans are the source of all racism and everything. If Black Lives mattered, they would be disbanding the Democrat Party right now. They would be hauling Nancy Pelosi out on a rail from the guy. They would be flocking. I remember, if it was the last presidential election, I think it was when John McCain was running for president, there was an ad in Georgia, I think in Atlanta. It said Martin Luther King was a Republican, and people complained it was racist. It was merely a statement of fact.
Yeah, right.
And people need to study your history. This is why when the Marxists try to take over, they try to eliminate your history. They don't want you to know your history.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to share a few things here, and I know we kind of getting on our own little soapboxes here today.
You let
but,
me out of the sandbox, that's why.
you got me started here. But when we think about what's happening in our country, the key, and I was going to save this for the end, but I'm going to get to it right now, and then we'll go back to some couple things I wanted to look at. But in 2 Timothy chapter 4 here, I'm sorry, chapter 3, Paul warned Timothy. He said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God." This describes Black Lives Matter movement. This describes the Antifa groups.
I was going to say, this describes Portland, Oregon.
And if people have not gone online and looked at some of this stuff, every night is a battle in Portland, 57 Oregon.
57 days, I believe it's called.
Yeah,
57 steady. Straight days.
And I just can't imagine what it looks like right now. I never go to Cleveland unless I have to. By accident, I drove through part of Cleveland by the stadium today and saw those boarded up places. And then I was looking at some pictures in downtown Columbus around Capitol Square, the boarded up buildings and things because of this. And I can't hardly imagine. Portland, Oregon must look like Mogadishu or something like that about now. Well, at any rate, I was going to say, this is the description. This is what we're seeing right now. And Paul then tells Timothy, he says, I'm going to jump down to verse 13. Or verse 12, and you had mentioned this before, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." And we are, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
I mean, they're coming after us. They're coming after churches.
That's right.
The media is not making much of this, but there are people attacking churches worldwide now. This is a coordinated
all denominations,
effort.
Too. Yes. All denominations.
Yeah, just because it represents Christ.
That's
they
right.
don't care whether it's Catholic or
That's
Orthodox
right.
or Baptist or Methodist or whatever. Yeah. In their mind, if it's got a cross on it, it offends them because this is an antichrist movement.
That's
right. This is a satanic movement. And getting what we're looking at here happening, this is not a spontaneous movement. I heard that down in Columbus when they attacked and broke into the Capitol building, it's hard to believe the entire history of the United States Capitol. From before the Civil War, I'm sorry, the Ohio State Capitol in Columbus, there in Capitol Square, the Ohio State House, never in its history until these riots took out, I think they were right at the end of May, I think May 28th or something like that, might have been the night they broke in, and never in the history of our state capitol building have we had rioting inside the building like that. The state patrol had to be rescued because they were trying to defend against a huge crowd that broke in. They trashed basically the lower level or the first floor there, and there was like battles inside the state house using rubber bullets, tear gas.
See, here's
inside, not outside, inside.
See, here's the frustrating part though. How come nothing got done about it? See, this is the frustrating part.
Well, there's
I think
the question.
It's going to boil.
Yeah.
Like, why wasn't a National Guard brought right in and arrested every one of them tyrants
and
traitors?
And who told police to stand down?
That's right.
And, you know, it was supposedly, it was this, the Black Lives Matter was out there from the forefront, and they're championing the blacks that had been put down. But you know what? The NAACP in the Columbus area was never asked to participate in any of that. In fact, it's almost like they were shut out. It's like outsiders came in.
That's right.
Because this was a coordinated effort that happened all around the world, not just in the United States.
Right.
Almost overnight, this sprung up because the mystery of iniquity that Paul
That's
warned
right.
in
yeah.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 is already working.
Yeah.
And so when Paul warned Timothy that evil men and seducers would wax worse and worse and all these things, and that that they that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, and they are targeting us, as we started to say, they're targeting churches.
That's right.
One guy drove his car, his vehicle, into a church during the service, got out, started sloshing gasoline around, and set the church on fire with the people in the church.
That was all over the news, wasn't it?
And then that was a Catholic church, I believe, in Florida. Then there was a Baptist church in upstate New York, I believe it was, where the Black Lives Matter people broke into the service and disrupted the services.
Yeah.
And they
that
want
led to nightly news too, right?
I missed that one. Yeah. I think it got bumped because they had to interview somebody on their knitting project. But notice what he says here. But
their mask.
Knitting masks, you know.
With all those holes in them.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hey, by the way, I'm putting up chain link fences around my patio to keep the mosquitoes out. So, you know, I figure that's the same logic. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And this is what he says. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And, you know, this is what we need to get back to, is the Word of God, the Bible. We've got the King James Bible. We are blessed to have the Bible, the pure Word of God in the English language, that we can sit and read it and understand and know that we are getting the Word of God, and we need to read it. Our churches need to teach it and preach it and proclaim it from the pulpits. And the problem is, a lot of churches, that's not been going on. They've not been proclaiming the Bible. And I wanted to jump back over here to Proverbs, something that I had mentioned during your program, that we see this happening where in Proverbs chapter 6, starting in verse 16, I know we're quickly running out of time, it says, "These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that are be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren." And this is what's happening today, that we can see Antifa, we can see Black Lives Matters, and these various anarchist groups that are doing this, and that describes them.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take this a step further, because you're talking about the governor and meddling inside the doors of the church. Right. Back in March, when he shut things down, I said, well, thankfully, he didn't tell churches we can't meet. But boy, he sure tried to shame us into not meeting.
Yeah, that's what he's doing, absolutely.
And you know what he was doing? He was sowing discord among the brethren.
Yeah.
Now, what does the Bible say about our governor's actions? Now, we're not talking just about Antifa and Black Lives Matters and the anarchists right now. We're talking about elected officials that, according to Romans, are ministers of God. Yeah. They're supposed to serve God in that public office. And if they don't, they're going to be accountable to God.
That's right.
And based on the Bible right here, our governor has been sowing discord among brethren. He has turned church members against church members against pastors against churches, and pastors against pastors.
Yeah, he's done it.
This is sad.
His decrees or his mandates that I don't even know that, you know, sometimes I watch those press conferences, and he'll read from his paper and say, what do they say? And it makes me wonder, you know, he's not writing his own speeches, and we don't have time to get there, but Daniel, you know, the king there,
right.
He was Darius or someone at that time, whoever it was, I don't remember exactly which king, but, you know, he wasn't the problem initially. It was all the men that were around him.
The people feeding him the information.
That's right. Yeah. And oh yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it. And ended up hurting the very one that he loved.
Right.
And it grieved him. And you know, a lot of people helped the governor get into political office.
Mm-hmm.
And we believed in him. And we supported him. But I tell you, I'm regretting quickly doing this.
I pray for him, because he is going contrary to the Word of God. He's going contrary to God. He has placed himself in the category. Let me read again. These things, or six things, doth the Lord hate. And he goes through all them, and then he says, seven are an abomination right. unto him. And right there, he that soweth discord among brethren.
Yeah.
Our governor is going to be accountable to God. Yeah. I pray for him. I pray that he truly is saved.
Yeah.
If he's saved, I pray he'll listen to the Holy Spirit. And if you don't know Christ as your Savior today, let me implore you. You need Christ today more than ever before. If you're a Christian, if you're a pastor that's going contrary to the word of God, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, because come out from among them.
That's right.
Touch not the unclean thing.
Yeah.
And if you're involved in Black Lives Matter, you're touching the unclean thing.
That's right.
It's a Marxist organization. Hey, we're out of time. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you, Brother Lutz. Thanks.
Thank
and
you.
God
for
bless.
Me be
Have a great weekend.
Amen.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.